More music.
More variety.
With Jesse Lozano in the morning.
Star 94.1.
It's Jesse Lozano in the morning. Now that it's after 9 o'clock and most of the kids are in school, let's have some adult conversations here.
Sure.
Did you hear this, the top cocktails by state list that came out recently?
I did, and
it's kind of crazy how many...
I was actually surprised.
Why is whiskey sour like the number one drink in the country?
I don't know.
It's
although
like,
I will tell you this, I do know a lot of people that will have like a what's the drink called? It's a Manhattan or something. It's whiskey at night with something.
It's such a hard, stiff drink. Jeez.
Woo!
Nobody wants to have any fun.
What is it, you have to wonder too, is it based on how many people order it or how many are actually consumed? You think a lot of the southern states might have a lot of whiskey that gets consumed.
Yeah.
That's right, producer
right
Shelley.
That.
That's probably why the whiskey sour is big time. Well, the number one drink in Alaska, which I don't know why makes me smile, is tequila sunrise. Can you imagine being up there in Homer, Alaska on the spit and you're out at that bar across from Kodiak Island? You're like, can I get a tequila sunrise?
Isn't that what you were drinking when you went on your cruise up there, Delana?
None
of the gents offered to buy you a tequila sunrise.
No, they offered to buy me a beer. They offered.
Of course they did.
But I was drinking a beer.
What's
a
mint julep?
They offered to buy me a burger too.
They offered to buy you a burger.
Remember the guys were the guy that was toothless and he goes, "Do you know that commercial where Carl's Jr. where the juice drips on the car?" He goes, "Would you like to see me eat a burger like that where the juice drips on you?"
That was in Alaska.
That was Alaska.
Was your wife standing next to you at the time?
She was buying souvenirs.
Of course. What's mint julep? Does anybody know what mint julep is?
Whiskey, simple syrup, and mint. They serve it at the Kentucky Derby every year.
So that's the number one drink in Kentucky.
It's a southern drink.
But that's the only place you see it. Are you guys into the Moscow Mules or just the cups? Because I'm just into the cups.
I like them.
It's ginger. I'm in. But I'm not a vodka drinker, so I like the Irish Mules. That comes with whiskey.
Okay.
Producer Shelley, you know a lot about
alcohol. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to let you guys do
this. Yeah. Producer Shelley, you're dominating our segment right now. I was trying to talk to Delana.
No, it's good.
California's number one drink, completely, it's not surprising. I feel like it's very our vibe. What do we do on Sundays, everybody?
Brunch.
We brunch. So?
Mimosa.
Mimosas. Yeah. Unlimited. That's our number one drink in the state of California. I would have thought it's craft beer by this point because we're getting so crazy with the beers, but these are cocktails specifically. I'm sure it's different. Mimosa.
What about the Midori Sour?
I was going to say. There is no Midori Sour on this list.
Huh.
Not even one.
Huh. How about that?
Are you making fun of me?
A little bit.
It's Jesse's drink.
It's not my drink, but it's a very good cocktail.
A lot of your stories said this one time I asked somebody to hold my Midori Sour, and I went and did.
That's true. I have a lot of stories where it starts with a Midori Sour.
Do you know what a Midori Sour is?
Kind of. It's the green. One time a girl broke up with me. Did I ever tell you this story about when I was at my friend used to live in the dorms at USD, and when I was trying to get on the radio and just like interning and stuff, I would spend the night at his house a lot, and so I kind of lived there. And one night I got broken up with over the phone by this girl, and I'll never forget it. I'm standing on the back patio of Maher dorm, which is over there at USD, and I'm talking to the phone to this girl, Gretchen, and she's breaking up with me. And like I hang up the phone and I'm devastated, and I walk into his room and he's like, "What happened?" I'm like, "She broke up with me." I'm like, "Where's your Midori at? Let me see it." And he's like, "What?" I'm like, "Give me your..." And I poured myself like two or three shots of Midori.
Oh, yeah?
In the most lackluster, me try to get myself drunk moment ever of my life. That 20 years later, he still brings up to me. He's always like, "Whoa, relax there, Jesse. In a second, you're going to be busting out the Midori. Slow down."
Nothing says heartbreak like a good stomach ache.
That's hilarious.
You're right.
It's melon liqueur. It doesn't even have that much alcohol in it.
So why do you guys make fun of it? It's delicious.
You throw some vodka in the Midori Sour to kick it up a little bit.
But for his sorrow, he threw back three Midori shots.
Okay, can someone please call and tell these girls that Midori is a worthy alcohol?
I think everybody has a Midori story.
Everyone
what?
Has a... I've okay, who's got a good Midori story?
That was my first drink when I turned 21 at the Honey Co. down in Imperial Beach.
All right, 570-1941. I'm getting completely made fun of because of my... I'm not like obsessed with it, but I do like Midori. It's very nice. My buddy named... What is that?
That is the sound of nobody calling.
No.
That's crickets.
There's one Midori drinker right now on listening. 570-1941. Please.
Star 94.1. More music, more variety. More Jesse Lozano in the morning.
It's Star 94.1. Jesse Lozano in the morning. Looks like we got my buddy Steve McQueen on the phone checking in from Oside. Hey, Steve.
Love the name, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're all right. You gotta let Delana know what time it is, though, when it comes to cocktails.
Anything, you know, any time of the day. you know, whenever you're feeling it, you know?
Midori.
See, my liver is made of cast iron. It's the hardest working liver in the world.
So melon liqueur settles with your tummy.
Just on the screen right here, it says, Steve McQueen's quote is, Midori sours are the shiznit.
Is that, can
we say
that
on the air?
I don't think you can say that.
All right, we might have to bleep that.
Yeah, the shiznit. What is this, live TV?
Hey, Steve McQueen, what kind of car are you driving right now?
Oh, he's never heard that. I guarantee that,
Delana. Right now?
Yes.
Is it a BMW M3?
That's our guy.
I was hoping it was a Ford Mustang.
That's
but
our guy.
Whatever. Okay.
Listen,
everyone has a Mustang. Everyone and their mother has a Mustang. Mm-hmm. I got to be, you know, different.
He's got to be a different Steve McQueen. By the way, Steve. So back to the subject of Midoris. Are you embarrassed as a dude to walk around with the Midori sour? Because Delana and Shelley make me feel like I should be.
Listen, I'll tell you this. Listen, have you ever had a strawberry daiquiri?
Yeah, of course.
It is the manliest drink in the world.
Really? Why is that?
Well, I mean, who in the right mind would drink a daiquiri in public?
It really is. So, you know
what you're saying is you're proving your manhood by drinking, like wearing salmon, for instance. If you wear a pink shirt or a salmon shirt, you're really a man.
It's the most proof that you are completely confident in yourself. Oh, this is why I like Steve, man. He's got that confidence. Okay. Well, guess what, Delana? We have another person in San Diego that is down with the grain.
Right. And his name's Steve McQueen.
That's right. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too. Really quick, let's go to Nick really fast in El Cajon. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I knew you were going to call. You used to own a liquor store. Tell me about Midori, right? That's a great drink.
Correct. Midori by itself, you know, maybe it's not too good. I don't like Midori by itself. But maybe if you talk about Midori sour as the mixed alcohol with vodka.
Yeah,
that one is good. That one tastes really good.
Delana, that's two guys calling the radio station that like Midori sours.
I hear you. Way to go, guys.
Thank you.
The Midori Club of San Diego.
Yeah, we wear green shirts around, and we have sweet cups.
I'll buy you a green shirt, brother. Don't worry.
Thank you. You know what? You used to work at a liquor store. You can give me some Midori swag.
I'll buy you a fifth of Midori.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Making fun of us.
All right, love you, buddy. Thanks for the call,
man.
Bye. See you, Nick.
Bye-bye.
Star 94.1. More music, more variety. More Jesse Lozano in the morning.